This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, specializing in knockdown and installations of your warehouse equipment. They also sell used forklifts and dock equipment, largest used rack inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Call Eddie right now, 305-887-9212, Pallet Rack City.
Oh, Tyson Fury and Deontay, are you guys going to watch that? Because it's really... it's kind of intriguing, I think, because Fury is a showman, and he knows how to play the crowd, and he's a character. I mean, we've seen him sing in the ring after a fight. You know, this is a guy that is wired like very few. And then Deontay Wilder is this intense freak that has hammers for hands, and I'm sure most of you saw any of the shows, or, you know, I watched Max Unboxing yesterday and watched the packages that they have for all these fights. And I watched that fight anyway. And when Fury got up, that was one hell of a moment. And that's where this fight gets intriguing, you know? And Wilder knows that the next time he's got to finish the dude off, because he got up and that was a problem for him from there on out. And one guy's a boxer, the other guy's more of a puncher, you know. And so we have styles make fights. And now Tyson is talking about kind of changing his style and going aggressively after Wilder and predicting even a knockout in the second round. Now, again, this could be all show, right? And Wilder could be, hey, you know what? I got to be focused this time around. Fury apparently changed his diet, and he's not drinking, and he's, like, in the best shape he's ever been and all that good stuff. We'll find. He's an awkward guy. Awkward kind of fighter, and the way he kind of approaches things, it's not normal. You know, he's not a traditional fighter, whereas Wilder has traditional in him as a traditional puncher. You know what I'm saying? But this is going to be a pretty cool fight, I think.
If it's anything like the first one, man, going to be a hell of a fight.
Yeah, yeah. And listen,
it was a really fun fight to watch, that first one.
And we haven't had a lot of these at this weight class. I mean, for you young people, you rarely ever see it at all.
They never had one.
Yeah, no. I mean, give me a
break. Our last good ones were what? Holyfield, Bo? Is that how far back we got to go?
I'll go Lennox Lewis and Holyfield.
Okay.
Not even Bo. Bo is kind of a...
Not even Bo, huh?
Yeah, Bo's kind of a flash-in-the-pan guy. I don't really take him that serious. You know, he had his moment, and then he was gone. It's like, you know, he had his short success, and then he was gone... the next day.
Brother, we're talking almost 30 years ago.
Oh, I know. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible, bro.
Supposed to be the premier weight class in boxing. And it's been non-existent.
We don't develop centers anymore. You know, it's just the way it is. Things have evolved. Tell you what Bob Arum told me, I want to say about 14 years ago, we were having dinner in Vegas. And I had the pleasure... and the honor of being able to sit physically next to Bob Arum for this dinner. So we...
That's super cool, by
yeah,
the way.
Oh, yeah, of course. Can you imagine a historian like that?
All time, yeah.
Right?
Wow.
So I get to talk to him, and we talked about the heavyweights. And he looked at me, and he goes, you know what's wrong with the heavyweights? And I go, no, what's wrong? And he goes, they're playing power forward in the NBA. They're middle linebackers in the NFL. They're defensive ends in the NFL. They're power forwards. That's the problem. That's it. You see Frank Thomas, that should have been a heavyweight. You know, that's what he tells you. And it's hard to argue with that. That those athletes chose another, those big, strong athletes chose another profession that maybe they thought was safer, could make them more money, is more in the spotlight than the heavyweight boxing weight class. And by the way...
it totally makes sense.
It does, because there's only one heavyweight champ, right? And maybe a contender or two, and then nobody else is really making that big-time money. whereas there are 30 power forwards in the NBA making money. And there are, you know, 30 cleanup hitters that are making money in the in Major League Baseball. And there's 32 defensive ends making money. Actually, 64 defensive ends making money in the NFL that could have been boxers. Could have been heavyweight boxers. How many outside linebackers? You know what I mean? Hard to argue with any of that that he's saying. And I sat back and I thought about it. And I go, wow. And he goes, every time I see Karl Malone, I think about what could have been in the heavyweight class. You know, he tells me things like that. And it's hard to argue that. Because those athletes disappeared in that weight class. And you're like, where did they go? Because they stayed in the middle. They stayed in the welter. They stayed in lightweight. But what the hell happened to the heavyweights? So, yeah. There you go. That's your heavyweight dilemma by a guy that might know a little some about that in Bob Arum. Interesting. But I am looking forward to the Tyson Fury-Deontay Wilder fight. I think that one is one of those kind of fights that that as a fan, you especially in that weight class, you don't get a lot of you don't get a lot of those fights. So you want to enjoy the few that you do get. And that's definitely one of them. I'm not going to start telling you that, you know, oh, they're going to what's it called? Elevate boxing to the point that boxing is back or anything along those lines. That's not going to be the case here. Okay. Boxing is where it is. I don't think it's ever, see, that's the, you know, it's one of those things that when people tell you, well, boxing is going to be back. No, it's not. No, it just is not. And there aren't a lot of things that do end up bouncing back. Right, when it comes to sports, once you head downhill, your high lie, you don't recover. Your horse racing, you don't recover. Your boxing, you don't recover. And baseball right now is in its own tailspin, not recovering. Hockey went downhill, has not recovered. It's kind of stayed the niche sport that it is. You know what I'm saying? So that's where when you look at boxing right now, this is a shot in the arm for the moment, right? For many years, people said, well, if we could get a Triple Crown winner, that would bring back horse racing. Well, we had one, and it didn't happen. It's not going to ever happen because it's past its time, and people aren't adjusting to it. You know what I'm saying? So that's where that situation, I think, ends up, you know, really becoming an issue for folks out there, because the boxing nut wants to kind of feel that, okay, boxing is going to be back or something along those lines. But it's just not the case. You know, it'll never be the case. Unfortunately, you know what I'm saying? Because boxing is kind of run its course and it's the niche sport that it, and look, I love boxing. I love boxing, but look at baseball. They can talk about how they're trying to gain the fans back and all that. I've heard that story for many, 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 many years with boxing and it just never recaptures. You know what I'm saying? And so for those people that think, oh, well, this will elevate boxing, like I just said, it's crazy, but no sport really comes back. You know, they can build and build, but then once you start on that decline, you enter that decline, and that's who you are. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I think that, you know, when you say, all right, this is the team – I mean, this is the moment that boxing is all of a sudden going to capture the public's imagination once again. Not going to happen, folks. not going to happen. But instead of worrying about that, all you got to do is just enjoy the fight. And those of us that are like big boxing guys like myself, I love that this is front and center, but I know where it's going. You know, it'll happen and then it'll go away. And you won't have to deal with it ever again. And unfortunately, that's the way it's been with boxing forever. You know what I'm saying? If you're watching, by the way, because we had some technical difficulties, and that's why we're late. But if you can, on the chat board, you can tell us there if you're hearing the audio, if everything's perfect, at least audio-wise, give us the heads up. And thank you to all out there for supporting us as always. Let's see what it says here. Ty says, good afternoon. Can you talk about Jordan Love being the show by many experts at the Combine? what up, Big O? What do you think about the NFL expanding playoffs? Sounds good. Audio is fine. Okay, good. All right, excellent. So we got the audio. We're good. All right, so there you go.
Sorry, folks. We had a little snafu with the Wi-Fi hookup, but we're secondary backup and got it rolling and we got it connected to the board. Should sound great.
Yes,
but let us know if you have any problems, please.
It does sound good. It does sound good. We can't stretch this thing anymore? What the hell's going on with this? And you got cables longer or something? What the hell? There we go. That's how we do it. There we go. I like it. All right, folks. Now we're kind of centered. Everything looks all purdy, and it's a beautiful thing. You know, you want to look organized. You want to look good. You know what I'm saying? I've worked at places where they're absolute slobs. They don't even clean the bathrooms. You know what I'm saying? So we're cut from a different cloth here on this show. So going back to that, that's the good thing about this fight is that it's going to be a fight that we can enjoy, but just don't make it more than what it is. Boxing's not coming back. It's not going to become the choice for this generation or anything along those lines. And it's just, it's strange, but the good thing is we don't hear that anymore really from people that much. Some people might think, oh, well, this will save it and it'll bounce back. And for those of you that weren't listening earlier, it's the same thing with horse racing. They would think, oh, well, if we get a Triple Crown winner, that will save horse racing. No, it won't. It's a niche sport. It is what it is. It's going downhill. So is boxing. You know, so is baseball. It's just the way it is. Nothing's really going to save it and make it mainstream again. So just enjoy Fury and Wilder for what it is. One of the few really good matches we get in the heavyweight class in the last 25 years. We don't get a lot of them. We get some every once in a while. And right now, the heavyweight class is probably at the best it's been in a long time. But it's still not going to bring back boxing. Nothing's going to bring back boxing. As much as I would like for things to bring back boxing, it's not going to happen. It's just not.